With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. In Missoula, a new roving supper club is showcasing the culinary talent of refugees and offering a chance for locals to eat the world without leaving town. It's called United We Eat, and it's organized by Soft Landing Missoula, a nonprofit that helps integrate refugees into the community. On a Saturday morning at Masala, a popular Indian restaurant downtown, owner and head chef Theo Smith holds up a bag of flatbread and asks Galia Ahmed Faiz El Masri for her approval.
And how many of these do you think we would need?
Just another.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For the 60 people?
60 people.
Oh, okay. So not much bread inside.
No,
okay.
No. Was this bread for just decoration?
Just decoration.
Yeah, okay, so. Because Syrian food has really decoration.
El Masri, a 30-year-old Syrian refugee, is the guest chef for the January Supper Club. This weekend, she's calling the shots and coaching Smith on how to make specialties from her home country and region, like
fattoush and baba ganoush and kebab.
All dishes not ordinarily found on his menu. When Soft Landing reached out to Smith and asked if he'd like to host a dinner, he jumped at the opportunity to temporarily surrender his kitchen and help El Masri create a special meal.
From chef's point of view, learning a new cuisine, learning new recipes, new dishes, that's one of the most exciting things can happen.
What Smith soon learned was not to underestimate the amount of labor or steps involved in making seemingly simple Syrian dishes, or how easy El Masri made some techniques look. Smith watches with admiration as she deftly squeezes and twirls the dough for kibbeh, a type of croquette stuffed with meat.
If you don't get that pressure right and you don't get the perfect movement, you can develop holes in it. So yeah, when she was inspecting my kibbeh, like, nope, that's not going to work. That's not going to hold up in the fryer. Can't use that one.
It helps, of course, if you've been perfecting those motions since the age of 10 and your mother taught you. But what's harder is finding the right ingredients locally. There are two Syrian families here and some Iraqis, but no Arab market yet anyways. So they sometimes drive all the way to Spokane to stock up on Middle Eastern pantry essentials. Spices like za'atar and special kinds of bulgur wheat, for example, that are used in dishes like the kibbeh she's hard at work on. Even so,
this burger, soft burger.
This is not the right bulgur.
No.
This is
incorrect. This burger.
Hard burger.
Is this still going to be okay?
Yeah.
Still taste good?
I hope.
The next night, 50 or so lucky eaters get to find out. The cozy dining room at Masala fills with people eager to try a taste of Syria. Tickets for the evening sold out in under 24 hours. For some attendees, like Pat Donnelly, the flavorful combinations of vegetables, nuts, rice, and spiced meats that Syria is known for are a new adventure for his taste buds.
It's a great way to experience, you know, what Syria might be through food. And you're still in Montana, but to have a little bit of Syria and understanding of that country, you know, in our doorstep. So we're really excited to be here.
That energy seems contagious, but the room simmers down as Chef El Masri welcomes everyone gathered.
I am very happy because you are here, and I hope everybody loves my food.
And offers a blessing for health and happiness in Arabic.
Saha wa hana. Say bismillah. Yeah, good.
Yeah, thank you.
She's a little nervous at first, but turns out to be a natural at schmoozing, floating around to each table in her head-to-toe denim and white hijab studded with sparkles, and making sure each and every guest is happy.
So much.
She starts to relax as the affirmations flood in, like the smile that breaks over Nancy Cochran's face as she sinks her teeth into the savory croquette appetizer.
I haven't eaten this kibbeh since 1969, and this is true, authentic Syrian kibbeh. It's wonderful. It brings it all back. Oh.
Cochran spent time in Syria as a teenager, and the elaborate three-course meal was, of course, a draw. But for her and many others here tonight, so is the chef herself. Cochran volunteers with Soft Landing and was assigned to help El Masri's family settle in when they first arrived. They've become really close, so close that El Masri and her husband call her their American mom.
I just adore them. I think we're so much richer here in Missoula because we have allowed refugees to come here and welcome them. I mean, I really feel all the time that I give and they give back twice, twofold, you know?
Not everyone in western Montana feels that way about refugee resettlement. Some residents of the Flathead and Bitterroot Valleys voiced vehement opposition when the founders of Soft Landing sought to reopen a branch of the International Rescue Committee. That's the humanitarian aid group that provides support services to refugees. Syrian refugees were the biggest flashpoint. But Almasri, her husband, and their two young sons were the first Syrian family to be resettled in Missoula just over a year ago. And she says so far, they haven't faced any Islamophobia.
When I walking in the streets, everybody tell me, hello, hi, how are you? Very nice people here. I think this Missoula, the best place in the United States. Very friendly people, very kind.
Almasri has quickly developed a reputation as a talented cook and a generous spirit, sharing homemade meals with other refugee families, resettlement staff, volunteers, and new friends. That's something she always did back home, too, not as a professional chef, but as a young mom raising her two kids while her husband worked as a barber.
I'm cooking for my family, for my friends, all the people love my food in Syria. Then I traveled to Jordan for years. I make every day a big dish or big food for my family. And yeah, I love cook.
Mary Poole, the director of Soft Landing, says it was that kind of exchange with Almasri and other refugee clients that sparked the idea for the supper club.
When you're a family that's forced to leave everything behind, those very special things that you can take with you, you know, things that are kept in your heart and your head, oftentimes that is food. It's an honor, really, to be able to provide some sort of platform for people to share that now with us and bring a little bit of that tradition to Missoula.
It's also a way for Almasri and others to make some extra income. The host restaurant prices out the cost per plate, Soft Landing sets the ticket price, and chefs take home the balance. Almasri plans to send some of those earnings back to her big family, most of whom still live in war-torn Damascus.
I need to save money, help, and help my family now, because now very hard life in Syria.
With help from culinary professionals like Masala's Theo Smith, Soft Landing has plans to launch bigger food-oriented programs aimed at helping motivated immigrants and refugees start their own independent food businesses, which is exactly what Ghalia Almasri hopes to do, and build a future she couldn't imagine in Syria.
My dream, I open a restaurant, and my mom come here help me, because my mom better than me for cook.
For now, Almasri can't wait to send photos from the evening to her mother. Pictures of new friends, content customers, and lots of clean plates. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.